You got a friend in me. Nah, I'll let the song take care of that. I'm going to back off the vocals. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for tuning in to this edition of Let Me Just Say This podcast. The Facebook page is up and running, and I couldn't be more excited. Please continue to like, share, and do what you do best. And that is spread the word for Let Me Just Say This podcast on both Facebook and Instagram at Let Me Just Say This podcast. This is your host, Lewis. As usual, this is going to be a special reflection of Toy Story. I haven't even introduced my special guest. I have my special guest, my boo, Karen.
Hello, everyone.
Hey, babe, are you excited?
Very.
We're going to be reflecting on the franchise of Toy Story, Disney and Pixar's remarkable franchise that has gone on for damn near 25 years. That is so impressive. Doesn't that make you feel old?
Kind of my whole life. Almost.
Yeah, that literally is almost our entire lives. We just saw Toy Story 4 over the weekend at the movie theater, and we thought it was very good. We're going to get into our reactions for Toy Story in just a bit. First, I thought it would be a neat idea to just give an overview, a brief overview of the Toy Story franchise itself, and what were some of our favorite moments, I guess, and what we thought was the best film. So this franchise started in 1995. I was in the second grade. How old were you, babe?
I was 3 years old.
Oh my gosh.
I was three, a
tender 3 year. Were you potty trained when this movie came out?
Probably not. Hopefully. Actually, I think I was, yeah.
I was running the streets. Anyway, Toy Story, the first one, directed by John Lasseter, of course, that was released during the holiday season of 1995, grossed a ton of money, received massive acclaim, and developed a huge following. And I don't mean like a cult following. I mean, it's widely regarded as one of the all-time great Disney films. And yes, this is post golden age of the Disney era, but this is the first Pixar all CGI Disney film, so that's what makes Toy Story very special. And the message behind what it means to value your toys as part of your childhood, I think, was very resonant with our age group at the time. Then you get 4 years later the sequel, which is actually just as good as the original. I remember when it first came out, I was a little apprehensive because, you know, nothing could ever replace the original, right? That's how most sequels work. But this was a sequel that was very well done. And Jesse is actually a very likable companion to Woody. So that was a nice way to end the decade, a very memorable decade for animated films. Then you think Toy Story is kaput, right? It's done. You know, you get one movie, you get a blockbuster sequel, and that's it. But the good folks at Disney and Pixar decide to extend the story and give it a sense of finality. And we get Toy Story 3. Oh my God, what a tearjerker, huh? Toy Story 3.
Least,
yeah. To say the least, that was that was a tearjerker, man. That was in 2010.
2010, yeah.
And that should have actually been a definitive closing to the franchise, and it would have been a perfect trilogy. But then, almost a decade later, we get Toy Story 4. Now, needless to say, it is an unnecessary installment, but it's damn good, and it grossed $116 million opening weekend, which it fell below expectations, but that's still really good. Really above average, especially for a fourth installment. For any franchise, for that matter. So let's get into our first memories of Toy Story. So I guess I'll just kick it off since I feel so adamant about the first film.
Yeah.
What's ironic is that when Toy Story was released, I didn't get a chance to go to the movie theaters and watch it. I wanted to see it so bad. You know, I'd gone to Burger King, gotten the kids' meal. And I walked out with like the plush Woody doll. You know, my mom had bought me a Buzz Lightyear action figure, and I still hadn't seen the movie, but I bought the book off of Scholastic. So I needed that book, and I read that book so many times that I knew the film in and out even before watching the movie. I didn't watch the movie until the following year when my mom had bought the VHS tape. And I remember just really being enamored in this universe and always thinking to myself, is that what toys are really up to when I put them away and I'm asleep? You know, are they really like just having their own congregations and going on their own secret missions and stuff like that? Are they really spying on us when we're getting new toys for our birthday parties? And I loved it. I thought it was extremely magical. And I still consider it to this day one of my favorite Disney movies. And I don't care if you tell me, oh, that's not a real Disney movie because that's computer-generated imagery, blah, 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 blah. It's still a Disney movie. And I still consider it one of my all-time favorites. Definitely in my top three. So, Miss Karen, what are some of your favorite... I mean, what are some of your first memories of the original Toy Story? I know you were really young, but...
I was young, but I watched it... Well, you know, I have my older sisters, so I watched it a lot. Well, I watched all the movies a lot, you know, just because of them. But with Toy Story, I think all kids had the same... Are my toys really doing that? I mean, yeah. Are my toys getting up? Are they playing? Are they dropping? Are they... I mean, what's going on? But I think for me, for my first memories of Toy Story, which I really can't date it that bad. I mean, I was young. I can't remember that far back. But
no, of course.
Of course, the CGI was so cool. I think that was like one of the first... You know what I mean? All the films before that were, you know...
Well, you were accustomed to movies like Little Mermaid, right? Beauty and the Beast.
Yes.
You know, obviously Lion King, Aladdin, all that good stuff. That's what we were... Yeah, that's the golden age. The golden age of the Disney era. So, what did you think of the sequel? Did you watch it when it first, like, when it actually came out in the theaters? Or did you give it a little bit of time before you saw it? What did you think of the sequel? Or a better question, just to rehash, did you get to see Toy Story 2 in the movie theater?
No. I'll be honest, I don't even remember when I actually saw it. I didn't see it when it first came out, though. Probably years later, probably in my teens, I saw it. But when I did see it, I liked it, but at the same time, it wasn't the original. And I don't know.
So
it's not my favorite, that much I can say.
So it's probably your least favorite?
It's definitely my least favorite. It just didn't really, you know, leave an impression on me.
You know, and I kind of feel that way about the sequel too. The sequel is very fun, and it's still really good.
Oh yeah.
You know, some critics would even say it surpasses the original. But to me, it doesn't replicate the magic of the first one. Mm-hmm. And that's always going to be the curse of the sequel. You know, when you come out with a film or a property that sets the bar so high and it transcends that specific genre, to come up with a follow-up that not just surpasses it, but even meets the quality of its predecessor, that's hard to do. That's almost that's a damn near impossible task. So that's why I think that it was like just a notch below the original, but it was still really good.
Yeah, I agree.
Now, when we talk about favorite moments of the franchise, let's just get into what your favorite movie or what do you think is the best one? Like you kind of touched on it before, right? So what do you think is the best one?
The third one is absolutely.
The third one, why?
I feel like it gave us, first of all, when I watched it was in 2010. I think I was maybe 18, 17, 18. I can't remember, but it was like closure.
Damn, you young.
It was like closure for us. You know, I remember walking into the theater. I started in the theater. And there literally wasn't a kid in sight. It was all teenagers and, you know, all wow. older adults or, you know what yeah. I mean? So it was pretty cool. It was like we all came back together to watch this film that we all saw in our childhood and close it up, you know? And honestly, it was a huge tearjerker. I mean, you know the part where they're all about to come to, like, their death.
Yeah, and that isn't even the real ending.
And that isn't even the real ending. But the ending, you know, when Andy goes off to college and, you know,
oh, man.
Yeah, it's just like, man, you see Andy, you feel kind of like how Woody feels. Like, we've seen this kid grow up throughout the movies. We've seen the toys, the relationship, how they feel, how strongly they feel. It was just, it touched them too many emotions, I think, the third one.
Yeah.
Which is probably why I think it was the best one.
Yeah, it was extremely, extremely touching. I didn't see the third one in the movie theater. I actually didn't see it until Netflix had it available on DVD, because during that time I had the DVD plan with the streaming plan. So when I got it in the mail, and I'm like, oh man, I can't wait to check this out, because you know it had gotten like a 90 something percent of Rotten Tomatoes. It was up for Best Animated Feature, obviously, in the Oscars, and I had heard through all my friends that it's gonna make you cry. So I'm like, all right, let me see what this is about. And you hit the nail on the head. It provided full closure. Just when we thought we didn't really need a third installment, this was the definitive.
That's exactly ending. Yeah, that's exactly what it was. It was like something you didn't know you needed until you got it. Like you didn't even think about it.
Yeah, and what I loved about this one in particular is because it's exactly what you say, and I had imagined it was like this in a movie theater too, that this Toy Story 3 is really a movie for the adults who were kids during the first two movies. Now they were either older teen in their older teen years or their early 20s, and I was 22 when it came out. So it was just mind-boggling how much I enjoyed it, and it was almost like everything coming full circle. Like, oh wow, like I literally grew up with this franchise, and now all of a sudden it's coming to an end. So I'm sort of living vicariously through Andy. I mean, I had just finished college and he's starting college, but it's just something so resonant and so poignant. And oh my god, that ending when he finally gives the toys away, oh my god, I cried. Like, I fucking cried, man. I got no shame in saying that shit. I and this is pre-fatherhood. Fatherhood has turned me into such a pussy, you know. You know, when we see a movie dealing with parenthood and children, I start bawling. But this was like on another level, and I think this is probably the most emotionally resonant movie. But my personal favorite is always going to be the first one. Because of nostalgia.
Yeah.
But yeah, if they had to close it with any movie, it would have been the third one. So yeah, the third one was like a perfect ending.
I never even expected a fourth one to come when they announced it. I mean, it's cool. It's great. I loved it. But, you know,
yeah,
I would have been okay with that third one.
Yeah, exactly. And seeing as how it's been so many years, we finally get yet another Toy Story movie. And this one has the same kind of adventure type feels to it.
Well, this one, yeah, it's very adventurous, and there is an emotional part in it too, you know? Yeah, that's very, I mean, I teared up a little bit.
yeah, you would.
I teared up.
Well, let's give our reaction when we take a brief break after these messages. All right, we are back. Toy Story 4 had an opening weekend, box office-wise, of $116 million, which I thought was actually... That's kind of a disappointment considering it's a Toy Story movie, but it could be a number of things, you know, fatigue, franchise. Also, to add to the fact that it is the fourth installment in a franchise that's like 25 years old, just about. So, with that being said, I still think it's going to be a huge hit. I don't think it's going to gross as much money as the previous films. But with that said, you know, overall, I really enjoyed Toy Story 4. I thought it was the sequel that we so didn't need. It was completely unnecessary, but they found a way to make yet another resonant film in the franchise. It's a very adventurous movie, like we had touched upon earlier, with Woody wanting to rescue this character named Forky from his new owner, Bonnie, which is the little girl who they dropped the toys off to in Toy Story 3. So she on her first day of kindergarten, she creates a toy out of a spork. And he's going through this existential crisis because he doesn't even realize that he's a... You know, the toy, he just thinks he's trash. So he goes off running away, and Woody's trying to save him while at the same time trying to rekindle his magic with little Bo Peep. And it just occurred to me as I was watching the movie, Bo Peep wasn't in Toy Story 3.
She's not.
So they actually do a really good job explaining why she was missing. I thought, and it wasn't forced. I'm like, oh wow, that makes perfect sense. Like the little girl grew up. She outgrew her.
You never thought about.
Yeah, you would have never thought of it. Yeah, she outgrows Bo Peep, and Bo Peep ends up in an antique shop. But then she goes off on her own, and she's essentially becoming like I don't know, like a nomad or a scavenger. I don't know. She's just living on her own now as a toy. And then when Woody finally encounters her, you know, he's trying to convince himself that he's doing this for Bonnie. He's going through all this trouble for Bonnie. But Bo Peep actually confronts him and saying, is it really for Bonnie or is it for you? You know, because Woody finally admits that he has no sense of purpose since Andy, you know, and he realizes that there will come a time where he's going to have a new owner. He's going to have a new kid. So, and I think that's one of the things that the film does really well, is it makes you question what the purpose of, well, I mean, if you're suspending your disbelief, what the purpose of a toy is, you know? Is it to always be in the house of its owner, which is the child, or to roam free and make magic happen for other displaced toys, as we see towards the end? And I thought it was just very well done in that regard.
So what was your reaction? How did you feel about it?
I just finished ranting for 3 minutes. That's how I felt about it.
I mean, you kind of explained the movie, but I mean...
No, I mean, overall, I thought it was really, really good. It was very fun, and it definitely has an emotional ending. Yes, this is not going to be a spoiler-free reaction. So, Woody actually stays behind with Bo Peep, and he says goodbye to Buzz and the other toys. And it is one of the most touching moments. It's sort of like a bittersweet, because you feel happy for Woody because he's finally free, and he's reunited with Bo Peep. But that moment when him and Buzz give each other a hug,
I think that was because we know them as like best friends. I mean, well, they become best friends.
I know, considering everything they've been through since the first movie, that one really tugged at my heart. Yeah. Like, I felt the lump in my throat. I didn't have any tears coming down, but I felt the emotion in that scene.
I cried.
Yeah, you know, nothing will top Toy Story 3 as far as me crying in the waterworks, but
I had a little bit of tears coming down. I couldn't help it.
This was a very, it was a very well done ending.
This was well done, yeah.
Yeah, it was very, very well done. Can we talk about Key and Peele? How funny they were as Ducky and Bunny?
They were super funny. Just when you think like you don't need to add any more, you know, characters in or any. I mean, they were great. They were super funny. They worked. Obviously, they work well together.
Yeah. Yeah, they had like a lot of memorable one-liners and all the scenarios that they would play out when trying to rescue the toys. Yeah. Like it was hilarious. Like it definitely added a nice comic relief to what's already supposed to be a fun, a fun film. Now, I just read online that Keanu Reeves plays Duke Kaboom.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, that's pretty nice. Yeah. You can see that.
Yeah, so Disney actually approached Keanu Reeves with that role, so he did some voice work for that.
Okay, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, and just to spoil the very last post-credit scene, which is...
It's
just a nod. Yeah, it's just a nod. So like one of the Duke Kaboom characters, he gets left hanging when he's going for a high five. So essentially, once the credits roll, that's all it is. Like he's getting a high five.
Okay, so we mean you made us sit in the theater while everyone left to wait for that. Yeah, that end credit scene.
Yeah, we look like a bunch of jackasses because I'm like, no, you gotta wait, man. There's another scene. You gotta wait.
Oh my god.
I guess we were expecting too much, like as if it was an MCU movie.
Yeah, clearly.
So what about the future of the franchise? Do you think this should be a Toy Story 5?
No.
So you think this should definitely be it?
It's so hard to let go, but at the same time, and honestly, I think I appreciate that they've even made this fourth installment, because I think about Tate, for example.
Yeah.
I watched that movie when I was, we were talking about when it came out when I was 3, the first one. He's 5 now. I'm like, you know, my own son's watching it now. So it's like a whole new chapter for him. And he's he loves it. He loves Toy Story, you know. So would I like to see future ones? For me personally, no, you know. But for the new generation, the new era of Tate's age and that age group and for the little ones, yeah. You know, they're going to be the ones to get more out of it and new storytelling and, you know, maybe take it a whole new route. I don't know.
Yeah, no, you're totally right. Because our son, we put him on to the first Toy Story movies, all 3 of them, and he loved each and every one of them.
Every one of them.
And he really enjoyed the fourth one.
And he has been waiting for this fourth one for a while.
Yeah,
he knew the day it was going to come out. I mean, he's just been so excited.
Right, so if there was a fifth one, it's like you're saying, for us, we already got our closure.
Yeah.
You know, the fourth one was, you know, it was stretching it a little bit, but it was fine. But I personally don't really need a fifth one. I don't really care.
Either.
No, I'm not saying I'm not gonna see it if they do come out with another fifth one. But
I get stuck seeing kids movies all the time anyway in the theater.
So we get dragged to the movie theater anyway. So it'll do more for Tate and his friends rather than for us. For us, it'll be more just like nostalgia.
Yeah, but I think it's cool. I mean, they're still selling merch. Tate just took the picture in the city, and I mean, he just bought Woody's hat and belt and. He said he wants to be Woody for Halloween, and so it's like, you know.
Oh, that's true.
It's cool.
So that'll be easy this year for Halloween.
Oh, yeah.
He already has the cowboy boots.
Just got to play the Old Town Road song.
Yeah, I know. We got to play the Old Town Road song. Now, for the future, we don't know if there is going to be, you know, the producers and stuff and the folks at Disney and Pixar, they're saying if they're... is a need for another installment, they won't know for at least a number of years.
But they did keep it open.
Yeah, they did keep it open.
They introduced Forky. It's a whole new character. I mean, and he's important. And then at the end, you know, the Forky girl comes in.
Yeah.
She's going to first grade now. You know, she's moving on. And so they might, I mean, maybe they'll start a whole new franchise with, like, the Forkies or something.
Yeah.
Or, you know what I mean? Or,
and you know what? Who's to say that you can't have a fifth one with Woody and Buzz reuniting for some crazy mission, you know, just as like a one-off. But
I could see them doing that. It's reaching, but
it's reaching, but
well, that's something that they would do, you know. They cross paths again because they think they're never going to see each other again.
Yeah,
so
yeah, that would be interesting. What is interesting also is that with the advent of Disney Plus later this year, they actually are going to do a 10-episode short form series for Forky, and that's titled Forky Asks a Question. So we have not seen the last of Forky, so he's actually going to get his own shine.
I can already see if he's not already amongst the kids, but he's going to get a lot of buzz.
And what I'm even more interested for this, they're going to do a short film called Lamp Life, and that's going to focus on Bo Peep and what she was doing right in between the events of Toy Story 3 and Toy Story 4, leading up to Toy Story 4.
Okay.
So that should be pretty interesting to see how they cover all of her adventures and all of her encounters and stuff. A little nice short film. You know, something amazing about the Toy Story franchise that it just occurred to me, mm-hmm. they have a lot of these short movies and these spin-offs over the years.
Yes.
Did you ever watch it? I don't think I've ever watched any of them.
I've never seen any of them, I'll be honest.
I've never seen any of them, but they've kept... That's how they've managed
like
to stretch
was,
out the
No, but
the,
I feel
the
like
property.
There was one in between... Was there one in between 1 and 2?
Yeah, there was.
I must have watched some of it. I remember, like, it was like a big deal for...
And they
like,
had,
like,
they,
the first
they had
one
like, that, a... I think they had a Halloween-themed one.
Okay,
I think they had a Christmas-themed one.
I'm sure.
They had quite a few of them.
Yeah.
And not to mention, Buzz Lightyear had his own animated series.
Sure. Yeah, I remember the animated series.
Yeah, I used to watch that, his mm-hmm. adventures with Zorg and stuff. Mm-hmm. He had his own movie. So it's not like they can't stretch it out with spin-offs and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. You know, it's another interesting thing. Mr. Potato Head, he has a very, very minimal role in 4. It's because the actor actually passed away 2 years ago. So the family, I forget the actor's name, but the family, they asked Disney if it was possible for him to be part of this movie. And what they did was they just dug through all of their archives and they used unused footage from the previous installments and That's essentially the voice work that you get in this one. That's why you hardly hear him speak.
Yeah,
Mr. Potato Head usually has a big role, but he doesn't have a big role in this one.
Yeah, he's usually Chatterbox.
Yeah. He's usually the wisecracker and whatnot. So, and then that's pretty sad, but it's interesting. So, any final thoughts on Toy Story as a whole? Or any final thoughts on the fourth one?
I love it. It was great.
Yeah.
Like I said, I think I appreciate it more as a mom more than anything, because now I see Tate enjoying it. So if they do decide to continue it, great. For me personally, it stopped at 3 for me.
Yeah. I think for all of us,
really
it stopped
closed
at 3.
For me, and I really, really, I didn't need any more, but I'm glad that they did give more. And so if they keep going with it, I mean, run with it, but it's had a great run, and I think it's done its job. I mean, for kids everywhere, you know, and for adults and teens, and for kids discovering it now, you know, and it's,
yeah. I think it's amazing what they've done. Mm-hmm. You know, again, needless to say, an unnecessary sequel, but it was great. And you know, the franchise, the Toy Story, is going to be one of those timeless franchises. I think that's going to be endless and mm-hmm. timeless. Like, I mean, they have their own section at Disney World.
Yes,
on
that
the
just
Disney
opened.
Cruises.
Yes. The, you know, the Disney, yeah.
They have an Andy's room on a Disney cruise.
Yes.
Can't wait for that Disney cruise when we go on that later on this year.
That's going to be exciting. Well, Tate's going to, you see, and that's something that Tate will really enjoy in the kids club. I mean, Andy's room's literally there. He's going to know what it is, you know, where.
Yeah, it's true.
He's not going to be, you know, oh, what is this? Wow. So it's going to be really fun. I'm excited.
I'm excited as well. Well, that wraps up our reflection on the Toy Story franchise. Thank you so much, babe, for joining me. Thank you for taking the time out on that long drive to come over. Just kidding, folks.
Anyway. Doing the laundry later because it didn't get done.
Yeah. She'll make me a midnight snack while I'm doing the laundry. thank you for all the support, you guys. Continue supporting me on Facebook and Instagram. My Facebook page is Let Me Just Say This Podcast. Instagram page, Let Me Just Say This Podcast as well. I'm going to upload more content as the summer rolls through. And with that being said, y'all take care and have a good night. And catch you on the next episode.
Bye. Peace.